Hey everyone, Ben here. So, another best bits for you from Series 1 coming up. But first of all, a little bit of really good news. Blockster, a new crypto-focused social platform with over 500,000 monthly visitors in the beta testing period already. Really cool stuff. Reached out to us the other day and officially I can announce for Series 2, which kicks off on September the 30th, mark the date in your calendars, we'll be doing some exclusive content going out over there. If you'd like to sign up to Blockster, I'll send a referral link in the show notes. We might even get them to try and help us do our giveaway and make it even better. So, fingers crossed. Yeah, if you're not excited already, you should be. Until the 20th, shitcoin fans.
We couldn't actually get a quote out of Messi about his very large number of tokens, but this is a very, very specific joke for English football fans out there. But we did speak to infamous footballing legend Will Grigg, who said, "I'll take tokens, please. Please, sir." So if you don't get that joke, guys, honestly, don't worry. Very, very niche specific one there. About five of my friends.
No, Utsav is loving it.
Utsav, if you know who Will Grigg is, say, I love you so what? Much more.
You have like tokens? Okay. Yes, please.
I don't know, Pavel. I don't know.
I think probably he deserves a couple of NFTs.
We'll launch our very own Will Grigg NFT series.
And it will be more successful, I think.
More successful than his career. That's a question. Right, so no, a nice easy one for you. You should get this one. So the headline is, Binance users want something something after a glitch following the crypto crash.
Withdraw money, withdraw pound or something like that. Withdraw. Well, it is UK users which cannot withdraw money.
Right? You're on the right lines, but I'm going to ask you to be a bit more specific. What did they ask for? Two words.
Can you repeat the sentence?
Yeah, it's Binance users want something something after glitch following crypto crash.
Oh, they want something something. They want
two words.
Fair compensation.
Oh, say
money back.
Where's my sound effect? Money back. Spot on there, buddy.
Yes.
Spot on. Yeah,
money
so
back.
Money back, exactly. So after the site cracked out for an hour on the 11th, several users have actually been petitioning CZ for fairer treatment. In a reply, CZ said,
which is exactly.
That was good.
Come on, and taking your clothes off seductively for someone, and the first liquid delayed proof of stake chain, which claimed to be unforkable. The name of this chain also rhymes with Amazon's former owner, Jeff B.
First one is strip.
Oh, Eugene, it's not you.
I got this one.
You got
it's strip. Teasers. Strip teasers?
Yes!
Strip teasers!
So, let's see. It wasn't the Republicans. It was actually themselves. So the headline is Crypto Wars, Biden administration at war with itself. As you say, this is all about the crypto infrastructure bill. It's caused massive division amongst Democrats and Republicans alike. They can't decide who, what, and how to control the crypto markets. And in a quote from Joe Biden, we have, "In my time, we had real bitcoins, which we mined from the earth with our bare hands. None of your their fancy algae rhythms. No, sorry. In fact, we had.
Oh, come on! Are you a Republican? Why are you hating on him?
No, I don't know much about it. He's just very sleepy, apparently. I like the guy, but again, he does look kind of sleepy. Like he needs a good nap.
He's 80 years old. Gotta be sleepy.
I mean, coming from the man with those bags under his eye, I can
yeah.
And somebody should show him a way into White House. You know?
Got a tether boner, as Nikita said last week. Who knows what a tether boner is, but hey, he had a good time. All right, so ready when you are, guys. Our first one. Okay, and like I say, just shout out. You get 1 point if you get half the answer, and you get 3 points if you get the full answer without any kind of input from anyone else. First one. Charles Hoskins' project, which has seen a bit of a surge in popularity lately, and the best way to watch a bit of porn without leaving a search history on your computer.
Cardano.
Yeah, that's the first point.
Cardano job.
Cardano job. I'm sure Charles would give one of them
that's
out for a prize.
Soon going to be an Urban Dictionary. Shakina Cardano job last night.
If it's not in there, we are so filling them. I'm not going to put anyone on the spot because I'm so proud of these little bits I've wrote that I want to take the glory myself, to be honest, guys. But round three, we are calling blockchain. Take two. What are our scores?
NF tease me has won. And did the other one get the point? Yeah, so the other one got one. Just checking. Hey.
Scorekeeper extraordinaire there, Dion.
I was reading YouTube.
She was reading YouTube for us, so I'll cut her a break, but it's nice to be able to pick on her. All-time high, but I think there's probably a coin for each of those phrases you've just mentioned there, Eugene, so future round in mind. Number three, BTFD, and that one's to you, Eugene.
By the fucking dip, that's well known.
Yep, I'd have also accepted by the fruit dispenser. Nice. Yeah, Nikita, this one's for you, buddy. So yeah. We've got, this one's easy as well, to be honest. I'm cutting you a break here. Tim Berners-Lee or Ken Kakuta? So which one's the cypherpunk and which one's the daft punk?
All I know that Tim Berners-Lee is inventor of the World Wide Web, so I don't have to know the second guy.
Yay. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, that's all you need to know. Yeah, Tim Berners-Lee, famously kind of dubbed father of the modern internet, and Ken Kakuta, this one's so random, invented, they're called wacky wall whackers. So they're like these tiny little sticky toys you get, and if you throw them at the wall, they stick, and then they sort of slap down the wall going...
My kids actually like that one.
Yeah, I love the thing.
Yeah.
They're pretty awesome.
It's actually much better than World Wide Web.
Are you hinting on web freezing? No, I'm here, or what are you hinting here? Web free.
Can you throw a World Wide Web on the wall and have it jump?
All you have to do is tell me who this celebrity is, right? And if you can get the celebrity on the first clue, I'll give you 3 points. If you get it on the second clue, I'll give you 2 points. If you get it on the last clue, which is going to be really easy, I'll give you 1 point. Also, a bonus point if you can tell me what coin they were shilling. Although, you haven't got a chance in hell of that. So, you know, I wouldn't worry about that too much. Clue one. This celebrity once won a Razzie Award for Crimes Against Cinema and also went on to release a song that was so bad even deaf people would complain about it.
Deaf people?
People who can't hear. Sorry, I can't say that word properly. Deaf. As in,
can I ask, is this person old or young? Is this how long ago was this crappy word?
Dion says it's not 20 questions. Sorry, Joe.
Yeah, but what if this is like the 60s and we gotta really go into the cobwebs?
No, these are both recent celebrities. They're both alive and kicking. They're recently shilling ICO tokens.
Okay.
So a celebrity who won a Razzie Award, or, you know, if you can call it winning, and also released a terrible, terrible song.
How did it, that person from the OC? Celebrity.
That person from the OC?
Ooh.
No, no. So, clue number two. This actress, if you can call her that, shot to fame after a sex tape accidentally got released.
Kim Kardashian.
So odd flicking between the soundboard and back. Go on, what are you saying there, Joe?
What about
Ascoin?
Is there such a thing?
Donating all that extra booty.
Bootycoin.
I thought my thinking when I was small was about Paris Hilton, whose sex tape also leaked. And I was thinking, maybe something Hilton Empire somehow in crypto now. I've been thinking.
Well, she is, though. She's pushing Bitcoin, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure the only acting gig she ever got was in that House of Wax, where she literally played a waxwork model of herself. How bad could she have been? But no, as Joanne so correctly pointed out, this superstar, megastar, whatever you are, was Kim Kardashian, and the coin, which you'll never guess in a million years, was called Ethereum Max. Max. Like Pepsi Max, but Ethereum
Max. Maybe it had
no sugar? I don't know. Honestly, didn't read any further. I don't know what a Kardashian is or why, you know, we're supposed to be keeping up with them either. but here's an actual quote from the horse's mouth, or her Instagram account. Are you guys into crypto? This isn't financial advice. I'm just sharing what my friends just told me about the Ethereum Max token. A few minutes ago, Ethereum Max burnt 400 trillion tokens. And I stopped reading there because 400
That's
trillion
not gonna
isn't
mean
real.
Anything to her. I don't think she knows anything about that. That's, of course, a shill right there.
Well, we reached out to her to see if she would count them just to make sure it was 400 trillion, and she said she'll get back to us. So,
did she really respond?
Well, you're still counting.
She's still counting. She's still counting.
You had to take off all the gloves, both of us. So, the first one, top
the first one. Yeah, it's a lady. She's a crooked lady without an eye. Oh, maybe with a nice stitch. Oh. The right eye is stitched. She probably got her bust from hell recently. She has one stitched eye, like in Neil Gaiman's book, you know. And the other one is probably going to be stitched too. I'm not sure. It feels like it fell off or something. I'm not sure. But it's and everything is in very kind of strange colors. Like hellish colors, I would say, neon colors, the green one, the red one. She has some kind of fire on her head for some reason. She's on fire, and I'm not sure that instead of hands, she has, I don't know what's that. It's like a carpet flower or flower carpet or something.
Carpet instead of hands.
Yes. This sounds like the human centipede doctor is in hell. Yeah. She's a victim.
So would that be something that you can imagine being sold at like Christie's or Sotheby's or something like that?
No. She looks very sad, you know. She looks too sad for Sotheby's and too hellish for open sea. should I say how much I value it?
The ultimate aim here is, do you guys think that piece then that Vlad just described is worth more or less than $1 million?
$1 million?
$1 million.
Some signs. There are two stars and one zero on the left corner, two stars on the right, one zero. I don't know. Maybe there is hidden meaning there, but
What's your take, Vlad, as you're looking at it? Is it, should we go for over or below million?
And remember, people are stupid when it's
another detail.
Maybe Craig Wright bought it.
Next one. The proper name for a lady's secret garden. and a coin which was briefly popular because of having no transaction fees, which, as I'm sure Mija will tell you, is a terrible idea.
They're still going around.
That's another tough one.
So it's a proper name for the ladies' kind of special place.
Do you actually want me to say it loud?
I really want you to say it. Bearing in mind, for those of you who aren't aware, Alex isn't my boss per se, but you know, we work very closely together. he's as close to a boss as I have. Say it, Alex.
Which one is it? Like, a boosted triangle? I'm just trying to go light on it.
Like, how would a doctor describe it? Not as a triangle.
Oh, man, you're naughty. Yeah. You know, my wife will be listening to this podcast, so let me save my marriage.
Okay. So it was... You can hear you laughing at Echo Dion. she likes that one. Right, so it was quite polite, really, Alex. It was a vagina, and the second part, a coin with no transaction fees, nano. So vagina-no. Is it vagina? No,
thinking about vagina, but yeah. Hey, I another word in mind, which I didn't want to say.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't make you say that one on YouTube.
No, you could do it.
Higher or lower?
Not this.
The stabbing in the dark.
You. Yeah, don't lose.
I just can't understand why would you? What
kind of not the point? The point is just to win.
Right. Now I'm leave logic at the door.
I'd go with more.
Yeah. What
by that you will never marry like that.
Exactly.
Whether this is a good thing?
Well, it's an entirely other question. I'm just stating the fact.
It is called Tomb Care. TOMBCARE.
To take care of your place of burial.
I'm going with that.
All right.
I just want him to run point on these.
Yeah, stick with the man, Eugene. And Mitya, Utsav, what do you think? Tomb care?
Probably like they would go over there and like maybe clear the leaves off your tomb, and like they would do that for years, and they would have some. They didn't have staking and all of those DeFi in 2017, so probably a fixed supply coin value would increase because of demand, and probably the value will rise. Your like grandsons could make money off of it.
The way you describe it, buddy, how the fuck did it fail, man? I want to buy that ICO now. Yes. I mean, I didn't want to sound too astounded, but nail on the head, guys. I thought it might have been something to do with Tomb Raider or, I don't know, finding old treasures maybe. But no, you're right. It was an ICO to make sure that random strangers put flowers on your grave for hundreds of years after you've died. And so it was something to do with GPS coordinates and people with an app getting random, like you say, payouts from a fixed supply deflationary coin, which can only ever go up. Yeah, it was
every buzzword in there.
Yeah, but absolutely. Batshit.
I know why they failed. Because they liked to spend the money elsewhere. That's all.
I think that's why most ICOs failed in 2017.
I would like that to be my answer on every question moving forward.
Yeah. I bet the founders of the project have some very nice headstones set aside for themselves.
Oh, man. We'll be sued by
I don't think Steven Seagal needs the money from suing us, but Kodak might, Alex, so be careful what you say.
Yeah, let's cut it out. All right, next Joel.
So, next one, and my favourite on this one. So, last one of round two, we've got, and I can't pronounce this word at all, so I'm sorry if I'm offending anyone's beliefs here. The coin is called Cthulhu Offerings.
Cthulhu?
And I'll spell it.
Associated with the Catholic Church?
No.
Okay.
Not with the Catholic.
C-T-H-U-L-H-U. I dismiss that outwardly then. I can't actually verify it's not fully. It might be something to do with Catholic.
In any way associated with Hawaii?
That was actually what you said earlier, wasn't it, Dion?
Yeah, I said that as some kind of like, is it luau or something?
Polynesian something?
Kalua?
Kalua. We know where your mind is.
The official coin of Kalua.
Okay, Cthulhu. No.
Maybe African witch as well?
All right, well, I suppose I'm going to give both teams alpha point here because I don't know where the legend originates from. But yes, this one is just fucking weird, to be honest. Cthulhu offerings. Sacrifice your coins and obviously your life savings by default to a giant octopus god thing called Cthulhu.
Like this flying spaghetti monster.
No, it's a kind of wait.
Don't touch flying spaghetti monster.
No. Cthulhu.
This is really important philosophical concept.
And Cthulhu was real.
So don't touch it, please.
don't mess with his flying spaghetti
don't
monsters.
Don't mess with macarons. Yeah.
Don't
do that. Did they actually raise some money, Ben? Did they actually raise some money?
Yeah,
for the
I think it was only
really
in the small.
Fuck me.
Oh, God.
No, but I can maybe get.
Where was I?
They're either from Craig Wright himself, or they're from me, pretending to be Craig Wright. All you guys need to do, and we're going to play in teams, so I want one answer from each team, is tell me which one, or tell me whether the statement is Craig Wright or Craig Wrong. So, first one for you. Oh, and just a pre-warning, this part of the show gets quite blue already, guys, so, yeah. If you want to argue with me, get the fuck out of my life forever! And that's my best Australian accent, so don't expect to get better than that.
I think it was him.
All right.
Are we still on teams right now, or are we just shouting out?
Yeah, so, I mean, Antoni, do you agree with John? Are you going for... So you think that's actually him?
I would say this is Ben Wright. I would say this is Ben Wright. Greg wrong.
Yeah. I think he's wrong, but he might have said it. So
it's on Ben for sure.
All righty, so NFTs me
I think
me
you shouldn't say things like that. I want to confess, but I believe that he could have said that.
Well, I think we should have harsh words with him after the show, because unfortunately, Vladimir, that was actual Craig Wright, not me on that one.
I've seen him go off before on video. So
Ben, you are wrong. You are wrong, but Craig was right.
Oh, they're right.
Yeah, Craig was right. I was wrong. Oh, this is turning into a paradox now. For Ethereum's first ever airdrop, a knees go, and a pair of panties which don't leave much to the imagination in the bum department.
Bungee?
Yeah, so that's the first part of the answer. OMG. Eugene knows this one. Oh, he wants it so bad. Go on, no points, Eugene, but what is it? I can see you.
String!
Yay! OMG string.
Oh, get both put together.
How is that really?
I thought they were supposed to mean something together.
Oh, no, it's just a bad pun. That's all. There's no deeper meaning. I'm not that clever, Joe. Are you with us? Have you had one too many wines?
Striptease doesn't have any meaning.
Yeah, what did you think a striptease os was?
Well, it went together, and this is OMG in the string, and then the OMG doesn't.
Honestly, Joe, I wish I was smart enough to make them combine
like
into something.
Like if it were
song,
but... then it'd be fong.
Ben,
you know,
this is right. It's supposed to be bad fun. It was too good a pun, apparently.
It was too good of a pun. That's the problem. Okay, let's see. First drafts of the El Salvador Bitcoin banking regulations have been released. Controversially, they state that all Bitcoin held by banks and companies must be fully backed, as opposed to, you know, the fractional reserve system. So for those of you who aren't familiar with the fractional reserve system, imagine you give me a cookie to look after. And then as soon as your back's turned, I eat the cookie and then lend the cookie to 10 of my friends with the promise of them having their own cookie in 5 to 10 years. That's the fractional reserve system for you.
That's the best explanation I ever heard.
Thank you. Bless her. Right, so are we ready for this? We'll have the boys go first. So, Utsav, Pavel, you guys are first. The slang term for interfering or putting a halt on a man's chances at getting a little bit of sexy time. Okay, so getting in the way of a man's chances at sexy time. And a growing list of digital records linked together using cryptography. Everyone should know the second part by now.
Oh, I got it. Called blockchain.
Yeah. I think you got a challenge here, Joe.
Damn it.
That was quick, man. Yeah. Cock blockchain. If we haven't invented a coin this week, done. Okay, so a database partitioning technique which can dramatically increase a blockchain's speed and scalability, and the act of bedazzling the male genitalia with pretty beads and sequins and such.
What?
Yeah.
Do you know all those words? Dazzling? You know?
Yeah.
I think it will be much more profitable.
Well, what you could do, you could fight the real pirates with Ethereum. See, I know a guy a while back who was on about, it wouldn't work with Ethereum now, I suppose, because it's moving to proof of stake. But he was working on a way for cars to mine whilst they were driving, you know, so for long drives and that kind of thing. If you implemented some system like that onto pirate boats, surely they could just sail around all day without having to rob anyone. Yeah, they can power Bitcoin for us. Big solar panels on the sails. All that manpower sweating away. Beautiful.
Or the assets are you know, on the ship, on the bottom of the ship where the water, so you don't have to cool them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If any pirates out there are listening, you're welcome. One answer. So our example from last week, which was nice and fun, proper name for Mr. Fake Toshi, and rhyming slang way of saying a very small willy. And if you jam those two answers together, what do you get?
Sata Willy.
No, Fake Toshi. So it's Craig Rytini Weenie. Hey! Oh, yeah! Again, the inspiration for Dion's awesome range of NFTs. So, I've literally sat in a house 40 odd hours at least this week. She spent just drawing cartoon penises, and I've had to be the loving, supporting boyfriend, going, "That's a very nice penis."
To replace those websites.
There you go. If you buy the NFT, you can use them. There we go. We've got a business. We've got a damn business again. I love this show.
Was it on bread? Was it on bread?
Penis sandwiches.
That is why they have the penis.
SEC sues beep, beep. Just saying. Two words. Beep, beep. Over alleged $2 billion cryptocurrency fraud.
I'm going to say Binance.
Ooh, oh, I've got a soundboard. Why am I saying things with my own mouth?
Who else did they sue? They sue somebody all the time. So I wouldn't be surprised if an announcement like that would be relevant every day this week.
Is it Ripple Labs?
Oh, he's coming in with the good guesses. Ooh, it's another ooh. No, I think a little bit of an older kind of story, this one. So yeah, you'd have imagined everyone involved would have already been in jail, to be honest.
Ethereum Foundation.
Pretty long.
big, huge one. You're going to kick yourselves when I tell you. It was the US SEC sues BitConnex founder over alleged $2 billion cryptocurrency fraud. Good old BitConnect, or however you say it.
Well, I wonder what took him so long.
Oh, yeah, apparently it's only just getting its just desserts. For what was possibly the most obvious fucking Ponzi scheme in the world ever. BitConnect was infamous for the memes of hype man Carlos Crypto Matos, who hilariously is still actually working in crypto and bragging about being the face of BitConnect through a series of NFTs. Crypto. Our final quickfire round is Crypto Manto. If you don't know what this is, a portmanteau is when you take... Pardon me, Jesus. I drink too much. Take two. Joanne, our third and final nufta.
All right. This NFT is a bad boy. I don't know. He's like a... I think I know who he is. But either he's a stripper or he's a wrestler. Kind of looks like a stripper.
Oh, God. I would so love you to call him a stripper to his face, Joanne.
He's kind of like, I'm a bad boy. But he just looks like a greasy old dude. So how much is he?
Before she said like greasy old dude, I was like Joanne would pay more than 3.34. But then she said greasy old dude and I was like, okay, less than one.
So yeah. No,
for, double there. So Kit, can I say more?
Yeah, you go for it.
Yeah, well it's the WWE now, because I think they were WWF and they were sued.
Yeah,
but now it's WWE.
What is WWE?
World Wrestling.
For strippers.
Entertainment,
wrestling for strippers.
World Wrestling strippers.
They find them their underwear, right? So yeah.
And if the NFT was of him stripping, I'd have paid this for it. Yeah, so.
It looks like it might be a video. There's that play thing over it. Wait, he does.
Just one point. Is he a real person?
Yeah.
Okay, that's an important factor.
Oh, there we go. So there's logic coming into this again, Noam. I've told you about that. I've warned you about using logic. So yeah, higher or lower than 1.1 ETH for the mean-looking greasy dude. Of course higher.
Who wants to pay for it on and the ETH?
I didn't actually get the ETH value as this one was a little bit older, but a bargain at $100,000. It was actually the WWE's Undertaker. So
yeah,
not a stripper, but probably the most famous wrestler of all time. But a 15-second gif of him grumbling something and looking menacingly at the camera. The one I screenshot sent to you, Joanne, was the Silver Edition, which would have only cost you $2,000. But yeah, the platinum version of the same thing, $100,000.
Wow.
So yeah, I bet the owner...
Definitely not stripping.
Yeah, definitely
he looks like
stripping.
It because he's got like the leather coat on and nothing else. And he's like, you know...
Honestly, I would remortgage it at my house to have a strip dance from The Undertaker. So that's a lifetime memory achievement. Undertaker, if you're listening. You guys... The overly explicit, which is rich coming from me, I know, but the overly explicit name of the massive Cardi B hit song, which came out last year, I think, and the world's saltiest gold-hoarding Bitcoin troll.
Is it WAP?
WAP, yeah. And I picked on this person a lot last week. Name begins with a P. He loves his gold, hates Bitcoin.
Peter Schiff.
Yeah. So stick it together.
Good one.
Got Wappy to Schiff.
Wappy to Schiff.
Right?
Hey,
I thought to open the door.
Right, so question one. Digital euro to handle what, says the Estonian Central Bank? And it's three words, okay? So once again, digital euro to handle what? Three words, says the Estonian Central Bank. And I don't want to see anyone Googling there, folks.
Three words?
Three words is the missing bit.
Three words.
Show me those hands, Nina. Don't want to see you Googling there.
No.
Citizenships.
And maybe tax payment, including local taxes. That would be my guess. No, what do you say?
So you're saying local tax payment, Eugene?
That I have no idea whatsoever.
Well, at least he's honest. At least he's honest.
I am with Noam. I have no idea.
Three words, though.
Oh, so no, again, this is all about the digital euro that's being launched. Okay, and Estonia, the Estonian Central Bank seem to be taking quite a lead on this. Now, they've made quite a massive claim about this. Okay,
5,000 transactions per second.
Ooh.
Yeah, but transaction per second is already reward. So maybe CPS, something CPS.
Yeah, think more. Think more big. Yeah, they're not being humble about their brag here. You're on the right line.
Handle all citizens' payments.
Okay, half a point to each team there. You sort of got it between you. The actual one was the digital euro to handle almost unlimited payments. So they're not just saying 5,000 transactions a second, they're not saying 10,000, they're saying unlimited.
All right, we were close.
All right, so just for reference, the wrong answers I would have accepted from you guys would have been digital euro to handle almost no drugs. Digital euro to handle women by pussy, because Donald Trump. And digital euro to handle the truth, because you can't handle the truth.
That's not three words.
I know, but... <That's a word. laughs> I mean, this one's way too hard. I'm going to judge you so harshly if you know the name of this, but I'm also going to high-five you for knowing this next one. Who once plagiarized a paper on Bitcoin script being Turing complete... And part two of the question, what's the name for being turned on? Get this, getting turned on by being buried alive.
Yes,
that's a thing, apparently.
Necrophilia.
That's when you see dead people.
Yeah.
Craig Wright, tomb care.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the points just for that one, because the word itself doesn't actually matter. I mean, for those of you who are fascinated by the real words for things, a fetish or a weird turn-on for being buried alive is called taphophilia, which is kind of oddly appropriate for Bitcoin SV holders right now. Sorry, cheap shots, cheap shots.
Well, I got the second part right.
Yeah.
Philia.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, so, well, your team got the answer anyway, Eugene, so no need to get competitive with your own teammate, buddy. But yeah, the full answer then would have been Craig Reitaf... I try and say it again. Craig Reitafophilia. There you go.
Craig Reitafophilia.
Yeah, try saying that three times fast.
Household word, for sure.
Yeah, of course. I'll be honest, I stumbled across the word on Urban Dictionary. I'm like, there is no way I'm going a whole show without telling people this exists. Like, who the fuck is into that? You meet someone down the bar, you're like, hey, so I'm into, you know, a bit of kinky stuff. You know, oh, I don't mind. What are you into? Being buried alive. What? What?
Better than hearing that they're vegan. I'll take the necrophilia.
That's a great album name. Rather a necrophiliac than a vegan.
Or a name for an NFT with this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to name the podcast NFT Necrophilia. We will attract the wrong crowd.
Season two.
More family-friendly cryptocurrency, blockchain, NFT, DeFi, quiz, podcast fun. Like I say, 30th of September's the date to watch out for.